Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
I think we haven't done 32 yet. So? Munaya uchuhu.
Munaya uchuhu.
Kovam ihaitya bhagavat paricharya
yochais. Kovam ihaitya bhagavat paricharya yochais.
Tadariminam nivasatam vishamat swabhavaha. Tasmin prashanta purushe gata vigrahevam.
Tasmin prashanta purushe gata vigrahevam.
Kovatmavat kuhaka yog parishankaniyaha. Kovatmavat kuhaka yog parishankaniyaha. Munayaha. The great sages.
The great sages.
Uchuhu said, Kaha, who, Vam, you too, Iha,
Invaikunta,
Etya, having attained, Bhagavad, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Paricharyaya. By the service. Uchahi. Having been developed by past pious actions. Tadharminam.
Of the devotees.
Nivasatam. Dwelling in Vaikuntha. Vishamaha, discordant, Swabhavaha, mentality, Tasmin,
in the Supreme Lord,
Prashanta Purushe, without anxieties, Gata Vigrahe, without any enemy. Vam, of you too, Kaha, who, Va, or, Atmavat,
like yourselves,
Kuhakayo, maintaining duplicity, Parishanganiyaha, not becoming trustworthy. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sages said, who are these two persons who have developed such a discordant mentality, even though they are posted in the service of the Lord, in the highest position, and are expected to have developed the same qualities as the Lord? How are these two persons living in Vaikuntha? Where is the possibility of an enemy's coming into this kingdom of God? The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no enemy. Who could be envious of him? Probably these two persons are impostors. Therefore, they suspect others to be like themselves. Purport. The difference between the inhabitants of a Vaikuntha planet and those of a material planet is that in Vaikuntha all the residents engage in the service of the Lord himself and are equipped with all his good qualities. It has been analyzed by great personalities that when a conditioned soul is liberated and becomes a devotee, about 79% of all the good qualities of the Lord develop in this person. Therefore, in the Vaikuntha world, there is no question of enmity between the Lord and the residents. Here in this material world, The citizens may be inimical to the chief executives or heads of state, but in Vaikuntha there is no such mentality. One is not allowed to enter Vaikuntha unless he has completely developed the good qualities. The basic principle of goodness is to accept subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sages, therefore, were surprised to see that the two doormen who checked them from entering the palace were not exactly like the residents of Vaikuntha Loka. It may be said that a doorman's duty is to be determined who should be allowed to enter the palace and who should not. But that is not relevant in this matter because no one is allowed to enter the Vaikuntha planets unless he has developed 100% his mentality of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. No enemy of the Lord can enter Vaikuntha Loka. The Kumaras concluded the only reason for the doormen's checking them was that the doormen themselves were imposters.
Material world people have bad qualities. They're envious of one another. And they're therefore prone to abuse one another and do violence to one another. Order is kept by force. The Kshatriyas punish those who are disorderly. And that way, some semblance of order is maintained. But that's not an ideal situation. That's because people have bad qualities, therefore you have to treat them like that. In Vaikuntha, there's no need of that. In Vaikuntha, everyone is actually engaged in the service of the Lord. They're not engaged in materialistic struggle for everyone trying to be dominant, everyone trying to be independent. Nobody wants to submit in the material world voluntarily to proper authority. The authority has to threaten, has to coerce. Ultimately, it's the Supreme Lord who's having to threaten and coerce us to be obedient in the material world for our own good, so we can live an orderly life. Those who are living in a situation in the material world that's completely out of order, everyone is free, but there's chaos. And everyone's abusing everybody else. Whoever's strongest is the biggest abuser, gets to abuse everyone else the most, and whoever's weakest gets abused the most. That's what materialistic situations tend to become in the material in this world. There's different degrees. Sometimes order is maintained and there's peace and justice, and sometimes there's chaos and injustice. But in Vaikuntha, there's always perfect justice and perfect peace. And the reason is that everybody is in the service, in the attitude of service to the Supreme Lord. They have love, prema. They're satisfied to serve the Lord. They don't feel anything, any bad feelings about serving the Lord. They're not doing it out of coercion, that if they don't, they'll be punished, they'll be subject to abuse if they don't cooperate, but they cooperate voluntarily in Vaikuntha. There's the verse, Yashyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Yakinchana Sarvayar Gunas Tatra Samasate Sura. One who has devotion for the Supreme Lord, all the demigods reside in that person with all their qualities. Here it's being said, even in a stronger form, in the purport by Prabhupada, that the Vaikuntha Vasi shares the Lord's own qualities, not just qualities of demigods, but a pure devotee is godly in the sense that he actually has, Prabhupada says, up to 79% of the qualities of the Supreme Person. Hare Krishna. It doesn't mean he's 79% God, because the qualities, that's counting the number of qualities, taking the measurement that there are 64 basic qualities of Krishna. Of course, he has unlimited qualities, but we group them as we identify 64. We identify 64 categories of qualities that Krishna possesses. And then living entities, among those 64 qualities, living entities can only have some of them. I don't remember the exact number. I guess that comes out to 79%. But those qualities we only can possess in finite amount, actually very small amount compared to how much of each of those qualities Krishna possesses. We're just small samples of what the Lord is. So it's 79% just in the sense of counting how many qualities, but how much of every quality, then our you know, how much percent we have probably cannot even be measured. It's so low. Yeah. There aren't enough significant figures. You know, the number isn't, not enough storage to register such a small number of how we are compared to the Supreme Lord, how infinitesimal we actually are, even the extent of our good qualities, even when we realize our full potential. But being able to share, even in small part, the qualities, the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord, his purity, his compassion, and his other powers and qualities, the living entity then becomes able to associate with him. Krishna is the supreme pure. You can only associate with him personally when you become perfectly pure. If you remain contaminated, materialistic, then you cannot yet, until you give up that contamination, actually come face to face with the Supreme Lord. So you have to have his qualities in order to reciprocate with him. Daksha Prajapati got the vision of Narayana because of his austerities and the prayers he offered. But he wasn't purified. So he couldn't, although he was in the personal presence of Narayan face to face, he couldn't reciprocate with him. He didn't know what to say and what to do. It was just not of much use to have that darshan for him. Because he got his benedictions that he wanted. He got his material ambitions fulfilled. But he couldn't actually reciprocate with the Supreme Person, even though he was right there with him. The Lord came to him. But he didn't have the compatible qualities, the same kind of qualities with which you could carry on any kind of relationship, any kind of communication with personal communication with the Supreme Lord. That's what devotional practice is for, is evoking in us the right qualities, the godly qualities, so that we can become fit to enter in to the service of Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions? Hare
Krishna. Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.